Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. Today's lesson is the 23rd chapter of the Laws of Sanhedrin, the Laws of Judges.
Halacha Aleph, first ruling. Scripture says, Lo sikach shoychat, you shall not take a bride. Ein soich loyma, no need to say that this applies la'aves esadin, where one would pervert justice. Elo afilu, but even lezakos es azakai, even for the purpose of acquitting the innocent, ulechayef es achayof, and to condemn the guilty, osur, it is forbidden to take a bribe, ve'oiver beloisa se, and one is violating a prohibition of the Torah. Varehu bichlal orur lakeach shoychat, and a person who would take a bribe is included among those of whom it is said, cursed is he who will take a bribe. Moreover, the chayav lahachazir hashoychat, keshiyit be'enu hanoisein. Even if after the case, the one who gave the bribe would demand that it be returned to him, the judge who took it is obligated to restore it. Halacha beis. Ukashem shalakeach oiva beloisase, just as the one who takes the recipient of the bribe violates the prohibition of the Torah, kach hanoisein, likewise the one who gives the bribe. Shenema, as it is said, belifnei iver, before a blind person, loisita in michshol, you shall not put a stumbling block. This verse is interpreted to mean that before the person blind to his actions, blind to the consequences thereof, you are not allowed to be the one who causes him to commit a sin. Halacha Gimel. Kol dayon sheyoshev umegadel ma'alosoi. Any judge who sits, he stays at home, and magnifies his own greatness. Kidei lahabas sochor, in order to increase the fees or gratuities that are given lechazonov to his attendants, those who would summon the litigants to come to court, or lesoifrov, or the fees for his recording clerks. Harehu bichlal hanoitim achrei habotza, he is classed among those who turn aside after personal gain or profits. V'chein osu bnei Shmuel, this was the practice of the sons of Samuel, v'lekach neim olahem, and therefore it is written of them, v'yitu acharei habotza, and they turned after prophets, v'yikhu shoychat, and they took bribes. The prohibition against taking bribes is v'loi shoychat momen bevat, does not relate to monetary bribes alone, elo afilu shoychat dvorim, but also to a bribe of words, where one would try to flatter, compliment, and what have you. And Rambam relates that Maiser Bedayin Echot, it once happened with one judge, Shoy Oile Bedugis Ktano, that he went on a small boat, Lavoy Banoho, to cross a river, Uposhat Echot Yodoi, and a man stretched out his hand, Vesiyoi Bali Yosai, and he helped him come up. Vohoyoloidin, and this man who helped the judge later on had a lawsuit, which was before this very same judge. Vomoloi Hadayon, and the judge said to him, Hareini Posul Choledin, I am disqualified to act as a judge in your case. Because the help that he had extended to him already smacks of a bribe. Umaisa Bechot, it was an incident with another one, Shehevir Evro Noitzo Shel Oif Malredit Hadayon, that he removed a bird's feather from the coat of a judge. Va'acher, it was another case of one, Kiso Roik Milifnei Hadayon, who covered up spittle before a judge. Vomaloi, and in each of these two instances, the judge later said, Hareini posul choledin, I am disqualified from acting as a judge in your case. Umaiseb Echot, also that it happened once with one person, Shehevi Matono Achas Mimatnes Gruno, who brought one of the gifts which is to be given, which must be given to the priest, Ledayan Kohen, he brought it to a judge who also was a Kohen, a priest. Omoloi, and then the judge said to him, by you giving this to me, even though that he is a Kohen, and by law he is allowed to accept it from him, nonetheless, he said, Posulani l'chol ladin, I am disqualified from trying your case, from acting a judge in your lawsuits. Umayse b'oris echot shel dayon, and it once happened with a tenant farmer of a judge, that this tenant farmer used to bring to the judge figs from his field, Merev Shabbos, Lerev Shabbos, every Friday, every eve of the Sabbath. And once it happened that Hikdim Behebi Bechamishi Beshabbos, that he brought him these figs not on Friday, but a day earlier on Thursday, Mipnei Shehoyu Loidin, because he had a lawsuit. And the judge said to him, Hareini posul choledin, I am disqualified from acting as a judge in your suit. He said this, Afo pishateini mishaldayin, even though that these figs belonged to the judge, they were from his own field. But hoil ve bion shloibismanam, but since the tenant farmer brought them not in the regular time, he bought them earlier, Nifsaloy Ladin, he was disqualified, he felt that he is ineligible to try his case. Halocho Dalet. Kol Dayon Sheshoal She'elo. Any judge who bought something from someone, Posul Ladin Leze Shishiloy, is ineligible, is disqualified from acting as a judge in a case that would involve this person from whom he borrowed. B'mei dvorim amurim, when is this said? B'shelo hoyo loy ledayin l'hashil, if the judge himself has nothing to lend out in return. Aval hoyo loy l'hashil, but if he himself also has things that he lends to others, kosher, he remains qualified and eligible to judge. Shari gamze shoyel mimenu, because that other person, that man from whom he now borrowed, probably comes to borrow things from him as well, which evens the score and therefore would not disqualify the judge. Halocho hei. Kol dayon, any judge, shenoitel schoroi lodun, who takes his payment for judging, for acting as a judge, dinof betalim, his decisions are void. Vehu sheyeh socho hanika, but this is provided that it is evident that the payment is compensation for the judgment that he is rendering and for his judicial services. Avalim hoye oisek bimelachtoi, but if he was preoccupied with his work, in other words, the judge has a job, has an occupation, and he was busy with that, and two people come before him with a lawsuit, and he said to them, Tnuli mishe yase tachtoi ad sheodun lachem, provide for me a person who will do my work in my stead for the time until I will judge you. Or he says to them, Tnuli schar batalosi, compensate me for the loss of time. Hareze muta, that he is allowed to do. Vahu, provided, sheyeh hadova nikor, that it is quite obvious, shehu schar batalo bilvat, that the compensation that he gets is merely for the loss of time alone, velo yoser, and no more. In other words, for his actual loss, but not that he gets rewarded or paid for the judicial services that he provides. V'yitol mishneim b'shoveh, and in such a case, he should take an equal share from both litigants, ze bifnei ze, the one giving in front of the other. In other words, both pay an equal share of the compensation due to him in the presence of both. Kegoin ze mutar, under such circumstances, it is permitted. Halacha Vav. Osur ledayon lodon, it is forbidden for a judge to act as a judge, lemishu oyavoy, for one that is his friend. Afo pi she'eino shushvinoy, even though he's not as close a friend as to be his groomsman, v'loireyo yasheke nafshoy, nor a friend as close to him as his own soul, in other words, a very intimate friend. Likewise, he's not allowed to act as a judge, v'loy lemishu soynoy, for one whom he dislikes. Afo pi she'eino oyev loy, even though he is not his enemy, he does not really hate him, v'loy mevakesh ra'osoy, and he does not seek his harm. Elotzorich she'yu shnei baledinim shovin, it is essential that both litigants must be totally alike, be'enei hadayonim, in the eyes of the judges, u'belibom, and in their hearts. In other words, they should feel equally the same way to both. V'im lohoyo makir es echot mehem, if he did not know either one of them, v'loy masof, nor his deeds, in other words, the life he leads, ein lecho dayon tzedek kamoyu, there cannot be, one cannot conceive of a more righteous judge or a more righteous judgment than this, where the judge does not know the litigants at all and doesn't know anything about them. This is the ideal circumstance, the ideal way of having a court case. Halacha Zayin. Kol shnei talmidei chachomim, any two Torah scholars, shesoinim ze es ze, who dislike one another, asurin leishef badin ze im ze, they are forbidden to sit together in judgment. Why? Shedovo ze goyrem liyitzias mishpat m'ukol, because a case like this will lead to the rendering of a perverted judgment. Mipnei asino shebeneyem, because of the hatred, the dislike between them, das kol echot noite lister divrei chaveroi, each one will be inclined to refute the arguments of the other, and therefore they will not judge objectively, but just simply try and seek to refute and argue against what the one you dislike is saying. And certainly no righteous judgment can come out of something like this. Halacha Ches. Lo'olam yireh dayan atzmoy, a judge should always think of himself when sitting in judgment for any case. Ki'ilu cheref munachas loy al tzavoroy, as if a sword is lying literally on his neck. The Gehenna psucho loy mitachtof, and Gehenna, hell, is gaping right under him. Ve'yeda, and you should know and consider as mi hu don, whom is he judging? As we shall soon learn, it is as if he is judging God himself. Ve'lifnei mi hu don, and before whom he is judging. Umi osit li pora mimenu, and who will call him to account? Im noto mikafo emes, if he deviates from the line of truth. Shenemar, as it is said, Elohim nitzof ba'adas keil, God stands in the congregation of God. In other words, God is there present in the courthouse. Ve'oimer, and it is also said, Re'u mo'atem oisim, see and consider what you are doing. Ki lo'i lo'odom tishpetu, for you judge not for man, ki la'ashem, but for God.